Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Question for you is the Red Wing diehard here. Like, I don't really react to the patches on jerseys. You know, like when they put the Meyer thing on the helmet, I didn't care. The NBA, I mean, the Celtics have had three different sponsors in 3 years. I don't care. Is that really a point of anger for you? I know Beanie said it's not going over well on social. I don't think anything would go well on social.
Well, no, it's
those animals on social media. You could give them free pizza for life. They'd complain it doesn't include two toppings.
Right.
Kenny.
It's how I found out, because I saw Costa was complaining, and I saw Kenny made a comment, and I finally...
Oh, so you're one of those.
Yeah.
This affects you?
It's not because of the patch. I knew the patch eventually was going to happen. It's not even about how it looks. I think it looks fine. It's a garbage company. We're talking about putting garbage on a once proud, historic jersey, okay? I could do without that. I could do without it.
You're not putting garbage.
Oh, man. It's a company. It's a garbage company. It's like a dumpster rental company. I don't want dumpster on my jersey. This is my jersey.
So Kenny is upset. Okay. I just wanted to ask.
And they're going to lose to the Islanders tonight because of it.
I think a lot of Wings fans are now waiting to see, if we tank. I mean, Mike, people act like this with jerseys. Trust me. When the Lions change their jersey, we're going to have a show how everybody hates them. And this is the dumbest thing ever until they go out there and they win and they'll fly off the shelves.
You know what kills me? Like the NBA. Which was one of the first leagues to do this. You could ask me to name five teams' advertisements. Like, I know Oklahoma City is like loves truck stops or whatever it is, just because the patch is huge on the jerseys. And it, like, the Celtics were GE and then Vistaprint. I don't know if it's changed again. The point I'm making
I
know very few of these that I care
about.
The
Warriors is what? Rattan?
Couldn't tell you.
Yes, you're right.
So my point is, I don't let it affect my viewing experience.
Right.
It just doesn't, I don't care. But Kenny's taking it personal. Okay.
I mean, hold on. Think about how many people hate the Lions all grays.
Yeah, but that's an actual uniform. That's not just a patch.
No, but people just don't like change. So you're changing the beloved Wings sweater.
All right.
I think once the puck drops, I'll get over it. But right now, it's kind of...
I was going to say.
Because Kenny, if they go out there and win tonight... 8-1.
Ooh.
Then the Isles just lost to a garbage team.
Okay. We've lost to plenty of those. It really doesn't matter.
By the way, I know it doesn't matter, but there are two NBA teams that don't have a sponsor on their jersey.
Who are those two?
Memphis Grizzlies, Portland Trailblazers.
Hmm. You hate to see it. All right, let me give you
What's the Pistons?
UWM.
Oh.
Let me give you, not for long the way they've played. I mean, they may want to reconsider. So the golf thing. You had Bleacher Report, Jordan Schultz reporting Goff will get between 40 and 45 in a new contract. And then SpotTrack, which does cap table, does projections. They had a piece where Jared Goff's projected contract extension will be 4 at $180 million. And we talked earlier in the show about this. The top paid quarterback in football right now is Joe Burrow. It won't stay that way for long. He makes 55. The quarterback market is going to get to 60 very quickly. Mm-hmm. If you could pay Goff 45 when 60 is the top of the market, that's a value. So we've done this today just in a fun way of like, all right, if we're walking down the aisle with Jared Goff, speak now or forever hold your peace. I am totally comfortable paying him $45 million a year because, A, the cap is going to continue to go up. The cap went up in a huge way this year, $31 million. Your cap table's clean. You have so much money to spend the next 3 years, it's not even close.
Right.
Tons of money to spend. And I just, the whole convo was, well, Jared Goff's not Joe Burrow, or he's not Patrick Mahomes. It's like, okay, well, he's not going to be paid like it. You know, Mahomes signed a $500 million 10-year deal. Mahomes is going to redo that deal, be making 60 real soon. He is. Burrow makes it. These guys are in the 50s. Lamar Jackson. Goff, by the second year of this new deal, Rico, he could be outside the top 12.
Yeah. Because I think that I still think the first one to make 60, if he continues on this pace, will probably be CJ Stroud.
Well, no, they've got years to.
That's what I'm saying. At that point, I think it's going to keep going up and up and 70. Up, and he'll flirt, but he will end up being the highest paid at some point. Because I think, but I understand, if you're still $15 million per year under what the top quarterbacks are getting, with that extra $15 million, that's a player, or two, or three, if you manage it right, that you can add to this team.
And one of those, just the other news of the day, Amon-Ra's reps, Lions reps, conversations at the combine. So again, I'm open about it. I love Amon-Ra. I think Amon-Ra, maybe more so than any player on this roster, represents exactly what Lions culture is and who they are. I mean, he's a walking spite store. He's a consummate professional. He's a football player. He is tough. And he's one of the five best receivers in the sport. If there's a knock, it's that he's not 6'5". Or it's that he's not this dominant perimeter red zone guy. But you know what? He more than makes up for it where you can't cover a man up.
Now, you know what? I think the knock, and maybe this is a Ben Johnson thing, you need to come up with more plays for him. How we're always talking about how is Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua and all of these guys just so wide open, where it's almost like in the fourth quarter, that should be his time where he makes it and like, yeah, he was wide open on this play. That's what I would like to see.
The question just becomes, Goff at 45 mil, four at 180. Do you have a problem or can you lay your sword down and you sign him? And look, the Amon-Ra thing, I've no idea. I know what the top receivers go for, and it's going to be between $25 and $30 million. And if you told me they signed Amon-Ra 4 at 100 or 4 at 110, I wouldn't blink. It's viewed as a cost doing business.
4 at 100, great. And I think, as I said earlier, if you sign my 4 at 100, front load it so that the back end of that deal, it's very cap friendly. For those who are worried about how are you going to pay all these other guys? Amon-Ra already took care of that. He got his money up front.
248-539-9797. So that's been the topic of the day. I think 4-180, it'd be hard for the anti-Goff crowd to really be angry. I mean, you won't be getting what you want, which is this weird, morbid curiosity of life without Goff. Okay, fine. But 4-180? I mean, think about it, man. Daniel Jones got 4-160. Really? That is just non-comparable. And this other stuff, here's the other thing as we move along. Guys, this idea that you're going to keep everybody together in continuum regardless of how you operate is faulty. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you know you're even signing Taylor Decker in another year at age 31? Especially when Penei Sewell was drafted as a left tackle and played it. And he's awesome. And you're going to invest in him. How do you know Ragnow is going to play beyond this year? You got people sitting here worried about what, an extension? Ragnow damn near retired this year.
Or the question that nobody wants to ask is, you would like to say, Mike, the quiet part out loud, how do you know you want him back?
Right.
You may just be ready to move on because you've drafted their replacement.
In the here and now, I got to pay my quarterback, and I probably got to get Amon-Ra taken care of and done with. And we move forward. So I would just like to know if people are okay. Now, if you don't want Jared Goff, if you don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, it's fine. You won't prove yourself right. I won't be able to prove you wrong, and we can just agree to disagree. But I don't have a better solution, and I'll tell you, at 45 mil, I know it sounds strange to call that a bargain, but it kind of is.
It really is.
You know, because you've seen stories where Dak Prescott might start making 60, and I go, how? How? So, yeah, David, where are you at with it? 45 a year for 4 years, 4 at 180.
That's a steal. Sign it now and run away. That's what you have to do with Jared Goff.
Just be done with it.
That's it.
You and I are in the same position. You're sitting there going, 4 at 180 for this guy. You're sitting there with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. I'm sitting here with Daniel Jones. And these Lion fans are sitting like, no, we don't want Jared Goff. I'm like,
Yeah, I'm like a caller earlier that said, look, if I'm Brad Holmes, you tell Dan Campbell, stay at the combine. I'm running back home. I got to make this deal now.
I got an errand.
Wait, yeah.
Is there a fax machine somewhere around here? Let's just go ahead and fax that over to your agent.
248-539-9797. David, ticket text coming in on it. Go ahead.
LFG, sign the golf contract and get that ring. Hunter and Snead have to be next. Someone else says, I was expecting 4 at 200 for golf, so 4 at 180 feels like a steal. Another person said, the same people who don't want to pay golf are the same people who must have bought the Detroit Rams gear. That is Tim in Clarkston. I heard the golf number and hair grew out. Clouds open as I look like the singer of Creed. Now with my arms open, I love this deal. We need to get golf signing out of the way. It's a must. Letting Hendon Hooker take over is the dumbest move we could ever make. Yeah,
it's a real bizarre take is all I can tell you. All right, we'll get some phone calls in the mix. We'll do it next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Second group of defensive linemen are running at the combine right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new fastest man from the big men. Want to take a guess who it was?
I know the answer, so I can't lie.
Okay. Well, Jared Verse. He just came in at a 4.59. His second run was a 4.59. He is not the fastest. There is actually a guy, Chop Robinson. Talked about him earlier in the show. Guy that I like. I would love to see here in Honolulu Blue and Silver. 4.49.
Here's the difference, though. One dude is 6'5 and 260. The other dude is 6 feet tall and 250.
More aerodynamic.
It's I don't want aerodynamic as a part of my defensive ends.
He's faster, can get around the edge.
I'll take Jared Verse. But that's, hey, listen, it's a big number. It's going to help his draft stock. He's going to get paid.
Okay, see, this is wrong because they got Braden Fisk, Patrick Mahomes, and then my man Sweat running that simultaneous of 40.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's not fair.
That's terrible.
But then they got Patrick Mahomes tweeted back in because they saw he got beat by Braden Fisk. Outran Mahomes in the 40 time. So Mahomes get the meme of a little kid kicking at the table who's angry.
But, yeah, I mean, look, there's so much time for this to all play out. Let's get to the people, see what they got to say about the golf stuff. Let's go over to Andrew, 97.1. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
So, there's this notion that the Lions need to go out and drop big money on a big free agent, and their Super Bowl window is now, and I just don't see that. You know, we got, you know, I think Hutchinson, Sewell, LaPorta, Gibbs, they could all be the highest paid, maybe even Branch, at their position one day. They're all under the age of 25 or at 25. And so, you know, that's, you know, the idea that it's got to win in the next 3 years, I just don't agree with that. You know, you could take this, you know, whatever it is, $65 million, get, you know, a bunch of veterans, have one of the best rosters top to bottom in the entire NFL, and then, you know, go get that first-round corner or go get that first-round defensive tackle. But I think the idea that, oh, we got to get, you know, the Snead or, you know, we just, you know, we got to go big, I just don't think that's true. I think our Super Bowl – Super Bowl window is more like 8 years, 7-8 years, not the next two or three.
Andrew, in 7-8 years, you do realize that probably 75% of the people on this roster won't be here. Just to let you know. I mean,
and Hutchinson and the other guys will be.
Right.
You know,
your window is
over the next seven.
No. Your window is now because nothing is guaranteed. Injuries, lots of things can happen. You were one of the four teams, the final four teams. That means that your window opened, whether you liked it or not. And to put it in perspective, I think only about 12 49ers were on the team 5 years ago when they made the Super Bowl. You flip rosters all the time. Your window, you got to take care of it. You got to pay the people. If you're sitting up here wondering about 6-7 years from now, you may be watching the wrong sport. Andrew, this isn't the same Lions where we're constantly wondering who you're going to take in the draft. Yeah, this is big boy football. Ask the Buffalo Bills about a window because theirs is closing. You don't get 6-7 years, not in the NFL.
Well, you know, but, you know, you go out and you pay Snead. Let's say, okay, you know, he tears his ACL, and then you invested all this money into players. You can't re-sign the guys you want to re-sign, and in 3 years you're tearing down the roster.
Yeah, or I sign Snead and he's not on the team by the time you got to pay LaPorta. Look, Andrew, if you want to live that way, don't get in your car tonight because there's a chance it could blow up with you inside of it. Like, you can't do that, Andrew. Jesus, H. Mary, like, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, well, what if he gets hurt? I don't know, Andrew. What if I die in my sleep tonight? Guess I won't go to bed.
Your window, so did I hear correctly, the window...
Oh, he thinks he's got 8 years.
Starts?
Here's the other thing. You could sign Danielle Hunter, and he will be off the team before you have to trigger Sam Laporta's extension or a fifth year.
No, but the fact that he's thinking 6, 7, 8 years from now, that's your window is now.
What are you talking about? Jared Goff will just be hitting his prime 8 and 8 years.
David.
I stayed quiet for the whole call until the end. I just couldn't do it.
You literally are a play away from trying to get yourself into the Super Bowl with like 7 minutes to go in the NFC Championship game, and you're telling me with a straight face that your window is not open yet. It is open. Whether you want it to happen or not.
Frank Ragnow will be fresh in 8 years. What are you talking about?
Frank Ragnow may be in the Hall of Fame in 8 years. And I'm not joking.
There's a very good chance that in 2 years, Ragnow and Decker aren't here. How's that 8-year window looking?
Yeah. He's already sat out the required time, and now he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Frank Ragnow's in a gold jacket doing an interview with TJ.
Right.
I don't know.
And the whole, what if somebody gets hurt? That's football, man. I mean, Patrick Mahomes could go out there and blow out his Achilles in preseason. That's what what are they going to say? Well, Mahomes, we're going to just go ahead and cancel the contract? No, it happens.
Here's the
football.
Other thing. We're not married to any one player. I brought up Snead yesterday because he was in the news. If you don't want Snead, fine. Let's see if you can get Kendall Fuller. Guess what? Kendall Fuller won't be here by the time the Laportas and the branches are up. Seriously. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just more so 7-8 years. That's when you're trying to win a Super Bowl. What are you doing in the time period?
No, he said the window's 8 years.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's been the Patriots and the old school Niners from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
That's about all I can give you for 8-year windows. One of them was pre-free agency. The other is they have Michael Jordan on a football field.
Right. You may be close with the Chiefs, but once again, this is a guy that may take over for Tom Brady. Your windows in the NFL are about, if you're good, 4 years, and then you start to decline. Go ask the Rams, see how that's going for them.
Go to Tim, 97.1. Timmy, what's going on, man?
Oh, hey, guys. Love your show as always. Yeah, so answer me this. You know, I say, why should Brad Holmes play with fire when it comes to Jared Goff? Give him 5 at $250, which puts him about number 6, number 7, at average annual value, just below the elite guys. 3 years, the 3 years up front are guaranteed before you know what you got in Hendon Hooker. And then just put in a couple of incentives, like if he wins the NFC Championship,
then year four is guaranteed at 50. If he wins a Super Bowl, then year five is guaranteed at 50. Like, why not do that? It takes the Hendon Hooker part into the equation, but you know that Goff is your guy for easily the next two seasons, if not two and a half. And for those people concerned about Hendon, it's the Jordan Love model. But why mess with it and play with fire? Just give Jared 50 for 5 years and front load it. I mean, what do you think about that? Am I crazy?
Look, we're going off the projection and the report from Jordan Schultz about it's going to be between 40 and 45. I mean, Tim, I'm just of the opinion you have a franchise QB, you pay him, and you live with the results, because the other side is, it's an imperfect thing. You go into the wilderness. So, yeah, the teams that have the quarterbacks, pay them. I think if Goff's willing to return for 45, it's just no-brainer. I'm willing to accept what he is and what he is not. And I feel like as quarterback salaries escalate into the 60s, you'd be operating at, you know, a 25% discount at the position.
Yeah.
You know, yes, I think you got to pay him. I think you got to pay Amon-Ra. This conversation about paying Aiden Hutchinson, he just finished his second year. I got 3 years to take care of that. Mm-hmm. I got 2 years to take care of Sewell.
Really, you have 4 years, because there's a franchise tag that you could put on
if you wanted to go that route. Right. It's just, you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Rico. Like, people are worried about stuff, and I'm like, I don't.
But the whole.
I don't know what we're doing here.
Yeah, your window won't be open for 8 years. I can almost promise you that. Take advantage of it now. David, your window didn't stay open for 8 years, did it?
No.
And you guys won Super Bowls.
There's no guarantee Dan Campbell's here in 8 years.
Right.
It's okay.
It's all right. Listen, man.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's get to a little football today. We'll take care of business. Who's coming up at six?
Rieger.
Yes, Rieger.
Is he here?
Not here yet. Don't hear him. So.
Boy, I'll tell you.
He's got a short show.
Whatever happened to showing up before your broadcast? What a strange world we live in.
He went over it already.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
David, ticket.
And on Caster Ticket, Mike is going to break down Caitlin Clark and her going to the WNBA.
Well, no, you schooled me on something that was actually fascinating. Is she might make more money at Iowa than she will make in the WNBA. My assumption, which may be false, I thought she would make more on the deals that she signs being in the WNBA with the new TV deal.
Right.
Like, you don't see all her games, and if... Where's she going to go? Indianapolis said it was the number one pick.
Yeah, Indiana Fever, yeah.
But yeah, she's already in State Farm commercials. She's already in commercials already nationwide.
Yeah, that, listen.
Like, she's not, you know, got the mom and pop come to my bakery NIL.
Right.
With Jake.
But you said it best, though. This is the problem. This is why I don't think we're going to validate much of anything in the last 5 years of college sports. Caleb Williams and Caitlin Clark are both going to take pay cuts to go pro.
Mm-hmm.
Think that over. And if you want to disregard Clark because the WNBA is largely a failed organization and they don't pay their players a lot, even though they're paying them more than what the revenue would actually say they should get, fine.
But you can't say it with Caleb. Caleb taking a pay cut to be the number one player in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The NIL,
yeah, the
stuff,
rookie contract.
The NIL stuff's crazy.
It's crazy. Right, but it's why I think, and we'll get into this later, but it's why I think you're going to see a lot of players stick around a lot longer in college because
it pays more to stay than be a second-round pick in the NFL, mm-hmm, which is absolutely absurd.
Mm. It's why I think like Blake Corum, even though he was injured last year, or I can just stay at Michigan, yeah, and make more money.
And look, Caitlin Clark, I mean, I just assumed she'd sign landmark deals in the WNBA as almost the Michael Jordan of the WNBA. Like, they're going to try to use her like Steph Curry, and she'll get crazy deals because she'll be backed by ESPN and the NBA. The NBA backs
Here's the
WNBA.
Thing. I don't know, because I think you already got a lot of people who are just like, you know what, she's getting a little too much notoriety.
Well, for college, she is. But in the W, that's a
no, no, no. But I'm saying, because people are like, she's going to be the best player ever. And other WNBA players are like, wait, you realize when she comes in here, we're basically going to just have to beat this girl down and show her who's boss.
I don't know. She just shoots it from the logo and crushes. I don't know. Admittedly, you've watched more of her than I have. I just see the highlights and I'm like, okay, I don't know how you guard that. Dude, she shot from the Hawkeye. What, are you kidding me? I'm like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, they actually put something right there on the court where she made that shot against Michigan to break the record. That's like going to be a permanent spot. It's
basically half court.
Actually, we're going to do that at the Breslin. We're actually going to repaint the seat that Xavier Booker is stuck into.
You know what? I'm going to give you that one.
It's going to be the special Xavier Booker memorial seat after he can't get in the game in the last 15
minutes. Wait, what a great NIL. A chair company. Steelcase.
Honestly.
Steelcase.
Perfect.
Yeah. A Grand Rapids company. Can NIL Xavier Booker.
Can they put one in the classroom for Doug?
Does he know where the classroom is?
Okay, that's...
That's the point. It would be the only seat he's had. He wasn't sitting in it.
Okay. Why don't we just do some ticket checks?
I get what
you did. So, yeah, Caitlin Clark's going pro. I guess I didn't view that there would ever be an option. Well, she has a COVID year. I'm like, what do you want her to do? Score 100,000 points in college? Like, enough. I'm bored.
Honestly, the question was going into the year, but I think once she broke the record, there's no need to come back.
I think the Big Ten wanted her to come back because of the attention.
You see how much tickets were to see her play Indiana?
Yeah, Mike, how about this? We actually, me and Chuck had looked into going to the Breslin Center if they were playing. They only played one time this year, and it was at Iowa.
Mm.
But the women's Big Ten tournament sold out.
Yeah, that's – and I made a bad assumption. I just thought the money would be bigger in the pros with the sponsorships. Maybe you're right. Maybe she's the biggest fish in the small pond that is
– I think everybody just wants
sports.
To say I was at one of her games to see it happen.
She's going to make a hell of a lot of money regardless. I still can't believe some of the shots she takes. I'm like, what on earth?
I mean, not everybody can date a McCaffrey.
I didn't realize that. I had to look it up, but it's not the kid who's on the team currently. It's the one who graduated.
Right. Franz had like a bunch of kids.
And they can all play.
Not all.
Well, all right.
One of them could really play. The other ones just were McCaffrey.
You know what? I'm going to move on. David, go ahead with the ticket text because I don't know where Rieger is.
Sam in Grand Rapids, 40 to 45 million per year for golf is a win for everyone. Please get this done now so we can start spending elsewhere for the team.
According to some callers, there is no need to spend. We have a 10-year window.
Was expecting golf to get $50 million, so this is a great deal for both parties. You keep hearing about how golf should take a team-friendly deal like Brady used to. Well,
right.
It seems like
this defines it, doesn't it? And by the way, programming note, tomorrow, Stoney debuts here with Rico. Not only are you getting This Week in Sports by the numbers, we have a special Stoney by the numbers. And Roberto shared with me some of his questions.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm proud of Roberto. They're all not sexualized. They're actual sports questions.
I was worried.
It will be fun because I know Stoney's going
to
play along.
Because I'm like, Burrow, you have to do this, and then you're gone. And then I got to clean up this mess.
Well, it's going to be a mess. Listen, it'll be a fun mess. Right.
Next thing, yeah, I'm in Jimmy's office. Why did you let this happen?
Mexicans.
Yeah. Like, Mike set this up. Really?
Breasts. Those people?
All right, so Rieger's up next, allegedly. We're out of here. Stoney with Rico tomorrow. We good?
We good.
All right, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.